VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. AP's Rita Foley reports on what the strike means for car buyers.
Experts say GM has enough vehicles on dealer lots to last about 77 days. That's well above the industry average. But the number of available Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs that generate the big money, are well below the industry average, they say. A strike means GM isn't making vehicles or parts in the U.S., and probably not in Canada or Mexico either. Bottom line, a lingering strike means down the road there'll be fewer vehicles for consumers to choose from on dealer lots. I'm Rita Foley.
And the union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits from local and state governments and other plaintiffs alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Julie Walker.
The bankruptcy filing comes after Purdue Pharma reached a tentative settlement, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time, with many of the more than 2,000 local and state governments across the country that are suing the company over its role in the opioid crisis. But the holdouts include more than half the states, and some of them are expected to object to the settlement in bankruptcy court and continue their lawsuits against the Sackler family, which owns the company. I'm Julie Walker.
Korea's U.S. nuclear talks ahead. North Korea says that the U.S. could resume with the talks in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hundreds of medical staff at one of Hong Kong's main public hospitals rallied Monday to support months of protests for democratic reforms. This comes after new violence over the weekend rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Staff at the Prince of Wales Hospital formed the human chain, urging the government to resolve the conflict by acceding to protesters' demands. They include direct talks and elections for the city's leader and police accountability. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker actually held their first face-to-face talks on Monday, though not the EU that a deal is in sight. The European Commission says that Britain has yet to offer any legally operational solutions to the issue of the Irish border, which is the main roadblock to a deal. China's vice finance minister will lead a delegation to visit the United States on Wednesday for trade talks. That's according to China's Commerce Ministry. The visit by Lao Min will pave the way for the China-U.S. high-level economic and trade consultations in October in Washington, it said. The talks are aimed at resolving a bitter trade war that dragged on for over a year and hurt global growth. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Yeah. Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits.